It's hard to imagine a more turbulent few weeks for Mac Brown and the Tar Heels. A four-game losing streak after a 3-0 start is bad enough, but the toughest challenges have come off the field. Rumors swirled about Brown's imminent resignation after his emotional post-game comments were, according to him, misconstrued post-James Madison. Then, the victory bell changed hands in a stunning 20-point collapse to Duke. And finally, the Tar Heels dropped two straight home games, the last coming to Georgia Tech after a long touchdown run in the final seconds. But all that was rendered minor in the wake of Ty Lee Craft's death. The late receiver had battled cancer for more than 2 years before his condition took a turn for the worse in the final few weeks of his life. Brown was informed of Craft's death just minutes after the loss to the Yellow Jackets, and it fell to him to deliver the news to the players. So the bye week, and UNC's fall break, provided the Tar Heels a much-needed chance to process and decompress. Brown acknowledged it came at a perfect time for his team, and it allowed the players and coaches to travel down to Craft's hometown of Sumter, South Carolina for his celebration of life last Sunday. Now, though, with five more games to go and a bowl berth still very much up in the air, Brown said he knows it's time to move football back into the forefront.
So we're dealing with mental health with players and coaches. We're dealing with life's lessons, for sure. I feel like our program's as good as any in the country off the field, and now we got to go back and start winning football games.
Winning hasn't been completely out of the question in Carolina's last three games. The Tar Heels were close against Duke, Pittsburgh, and Georgia Tech, but ultimately fell short in critical moments. Quarterback Jacoby Criswell said the open date provided time for himself and his teammates to do some soul-searching, and he thinks the program is all the better for it.
I think a lot of guys took the time out of the bye week to really do the same things I did. Think about the positive, think about the negatives. What can we improve on? What can you improve on as an individual? And what have you done? What haven't you done enough for us to be able to come out with these wins, these close wins? And I think a lot of guys are taking stride. They're being confident and they're being critical of themselves. And that's the next step.
Receiver J.J. Jones called the open date refreshing and showed the confidence Criswell referenced in forecasting the tail end of Carolina's schedule.
It's definitely, I guess, a new season. You know, we got this last stretch of games that are still very important. We're still capable of winning all the games. So just going in on Saturday and, you know, starting off fresh and getting that first up.
Jones was one of Kraft's closest friends on the team, the two having known each other from their high school days in South Carolina. It was Jones who wore Kraft's number 13 jersey against Georgia Tech 2 weeks ago, and that honor will be passed among the other members of the receiving corps for the rest of the year. Keenan Stadium will also add a memorial emblem to its turf for the final two home games of the season, and Virginia will wear Kraft's sticker on its helmets tomorrow afternoon. More lasting tributes are also on the way. The nutrition room inside Keenan is now the Ty Lee Kraft Nutrition Room, and plans are in place to install a plaque honoring Kraft, as well as signs the players can tap as they run out of the tunnel. These steps are all part of the healing process, and Brown said he's hopeful the inspiration provided by Kraft's story will fuel the Tar Heels to a positive finish to the season.
We're not going to forget about Ty Lee for sure, but we are going to move forward and grow with his legacy, but make sure that we continue to grow as a team.
That journey starts tomorrow afternoon. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Michael Coe.